Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. If the world economy were an airline, what we'd be seeing now is hundreds of late and canceled flights, missing airplanes, bankruptcies, thousands of staff layoffs, and millions of unhappy customers. Whoa, that was supposed to be a metaphor. If we were in a hub airport of this airline, every incoming flight would be a tattered, smoking aircraft with flat tires and bullet holes, bearing more bad news from shell-shocked passengers. Some examples from the past week. Over in international arrivals, this from China. The Shanghai Composite Index lost 13% of its value in July. That's more than a correction, and would have been a crash if the government had not A, halted trading in half the stocks listed, B, forbade the selling of large blocks of shares, and C, bought most of the shares that were sold. To say that these measures are not working, except that they have temporarily frozen the crash at gunpoint, is an understatement. The Chinese crash of 2015 is well underway. See such articles as Peak Insanity, Chinese Brokers Now Selling Margin Loan-Backed Securities, and China's Hard Landing Suddenly Gets a Lot Rougher, among many, many others. From Greece, with the Grexit crisis declared over, the Greek stock market reopened last Monday and promptly crashed. All stocks down 23%, bank stocks down 30%. By Friday, it had clawed back about 20 points, but was some 600 points down on the year. From Puerto Rico, on Monday, Puerto Rico defaulted on a debt payment. From Venezuela, food riots are breaking out in the aftermath of the economic devastation wrought in that country by the crash of oil prices. From Canada, implosion of the tar sands oil patch and a related bursting of the housing bubble has the country in an all-but-declared recession. From everywhere, commodities are tanking and taking the currencies of the commodities exporting nations with them. As happened just before the crash of 2008, the price of virtually every industrial commodity, not just oil, but copper, coal, steel, lumber, you name it, has crashed because of drastically slowing manufacturing worldwide, especially in China. Now for domestic arrivals, we have from North Dakota and Texas news that America's zombie shale oil frackers are finally running out of gas, so to speak, after being propped up, despite the crash of oil prices, by one, an avalanche of investment and credit from money handlers convinced the dip was only temporary, and two, hedge contracts that meant they were still getting some $90 a barrel for their oil when the market was paying around $50. The avalanche is now going the other way, and the hedge contracts are running out. Investopedia lists seven major players in the fracking patch on the verge of bankruptcy. According to Bloomberg Business News, North American oil producers have seen a stunning $1.3 trillion of their equity valuation vanish in 1 year as a result of the crash in oil prices. The sudden loss in value has hit a multitude of pension funds and insurance companies, and hit them hard. From New York, the stock market is on its knees. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at the end of the week down 700 points since July 16th, 900 points off the market peak in May. In addition to oil and energy issues, tech stocks, Apple, Twitter, Yelp, etc., mainstays of the recent market, are down sharply, as are the up-to-now reliable cash cows, the media stocks, Disney, CBS, Time Warner, and so on. And this from Washington. In each jobs report, the government insists that the unemployment rate is stable and job creation is improving. But look a little further, and you see that each month, the number of people leaving the labor force is far larger than the number of jobs created, and that the number of jobs vanishing each month is rising fast. The numbers of jobs cut in the United States in July, 106,000, was the highest monthly total since 2011, up 136% from the previous month, 125% year to year. And from all over, news that factories' output and consumer spending are weakening as oil production drops. And even the Energy Information Administration is now admitting that. This is far from an encyclopedic review of the bad news that arrived at our gates last week. I have been assembling it for a week and found that by the time a draft got to be a few hours old, much of the bad news had been replaced by worse news. And then, of course, I was waiting to hear how the Republican candidates for president will deal with these urgent and mounting threats. I'm still waiting. Have you heard anything? Gotta go. New arrival at gate 78.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.